For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. So always tune in on Sunday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. to listen to our show, which is always focused on meeting and educating you on the most current and exciting health and wellness topics. And today is absolutely no different. I have a special guest on the phone today, and we're going to be discussing aspects of energy. And energy is obviously a huge issue for a lot of people. It spans the gamut for many different health concerns. And I would say that the majority of people that come into my office usually have some type of complaint or concern relating to their energy levels, whether it's related to poor sleep or just in general feeling like they're getting enough sleep but still feeling fatigued. The fast-paced, stressful lifestyle that we tend to lead in this country certainly lends itself to developing fatigue in many people. Now, fatigue goes beyond just feeling tired at 3 o'clock in the afternoon during that midday slump. Fatigue exerts itself on many other specific systems of our body. Fatigue can be related to how a high-level athlete feels after an intense exercise regimen or competition. They may feel fatigued afterwards because the energy stores of their muscles have been depleted. Fatigue can relate to the function of specific organs, specifically the heart. The heart is the hardest working muscle in your body, and whether you are sleeping or running or at work, your heart is always working, and it's always working very hard to make sure that blood is perfusing every cell in your entire body. Your muscles can be fatigued, even if there's not intense exercises associated with it. So there's all sorts of ways in which your body can become fatigued. And in today's show, we're going to be looking at some of the aspects that contribute to how our body produces energy and some of the ways that we can enhance our body's ability to produce energy on a cellular level. And there are some very specific tools in the natural world that can help our cells, specifically our mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of our cell, make energy more efficiently. So the special guest on the phone with me today is Carrie Dadgostar. Did I say that right, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's a PhD researcher. She currently works with Jaro Formulas, which is a great nutraceutical company based out of California. And she's a technical specialist and provides technical information, education and training, and direction for the development, design, and analytical methodology of product formulations, as well as preclinical and clinical studies. She has extensive experience in project and laboratory management, quality assurance and control, preclinical and clinical studies, and technical development in both academia and pharmaceutical companies. So, Carrie, it looks like you had your background for a while working in pharmaceutical industry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then recently, I think you were saying yesterday in our pre-interview about a year and a half ago, you've sort of switched over to, you know, the bright side, I would call it, and are looking more at the nutraceutical end of things.
Yes.
Yeah, and you've enjoyed that work, I imagine?
Definitely, definitely. I really enjoy it.
Is the culture very different from a pharmaceutical researcher standpoint to the nutraceutical side, or is it basically similar culture just focused on something different?
I would say it's different. However, I think it's becoming similar just because, as you know, FDA regulation has been, you know, becoming tighter and tighter, and they expect a lot similar regulatory quality as they, you know, they expect from pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
So culture is changing dynamically, but I must say that people are much nicer in nutraceutical.
In the nutraceutical world, right?
Yes,
yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, you know, there is a huge misconception, and people do truly believe that the supplement industry is biggest critics of the supplement industry always claim it's incredibly unregulated. And, you know, they highlight incidences where there's a supplement product being sold on the internet, and it turns out that it was contaminated with or spiked with something like testosterone or some type of hormone or pharmaceutical agent to get the effects that it was advertising. Or maybe it contains some other ingredient that it shouldn't have had. Now, the reality is, although that happens, supplements are far more regulated than the general public thinks that they are. And as you've mentioned, the FDA has rolled out over the last probably 3 to 5 years a major revision of guidelines for supplement companies to have to follow to meet what's called good manufacturing practices, which hold it to a certain standard. Years ago, good manufacturing practices for supplement companies were optional. If you decided that you wanted to run a reputable company and that you wanted to meet GMP standards, you would go out and make sure that your company did that and get your certification. In the last 3 to 5 years, the FDA has done a phase rollout of making every supplement company, and as of 2011, every supplement company, no matter how large or how small, has to meet good manufacturing practice standards, which, you know, don't ensure that everything is totally, some companies still do a better job at regulating their products than others, but at least there's an industry-wide standard that does cover the basis for accountability for all companies, which is a really great thing. And, you know, the reality is there are a minimal, usually less than 500 adverse events reported on nutraceuticals annually, versus with pharmaceuticals, the number is triple to quadruple that. Same thing with deaths related to supplements. Usually there is maybe one related. With pharmaceuticals, it is much higher than that. So in the whole grand scheme of things, although supplements tend to be have an image of being less regulated, when you look at the safety data, the hard safety data when it comes to supplements versus pharmaceuticals, there's no question that nutraceuticals are safer. There's no question. So anyway, I like to reiterate that because, Carrie, you do have a unique history having been on both sides of things, and I think that is an interesting thing for people to hear about. Now, today our topic is related to energy. And our topic really starts with the discussion of a very specific type of molecule in the body. And that molecule is called ATP. Adenosine 5-triphosphate is what ATP stands for. And ATP is often defined as the molecular unit of currency for the body. It's the currency of energy for the body, I guess is the best way to say it. Meaning that if you were thinking about your energy stores in your body as dollars, ATP would be those dollars. It's how the rubber hits the road when it comes to your cells having the power to carry out the processes that they need to. So Carrie, I'll let you elaborate a little bit on ATP if you have some thoughts on it, and I'll chime in with my thoughts. But you know, you're a very well-respected researcher in this field. So why don't you educate the audience a little bit about ATP, what it is and what it does?
Sure. So as you said, ATP is energy currency and the primary energy source of all living cells. ATP consists of adenosine, which is comprised of adenine ring and ribose sugar. And also it has three phosphate groups. And these phosphate groups are very important because they are linked through two high-energy phosphate bonds. And basically, ATP provides energy by breaking these bonds. And if it loses, one phosphate becomes adenosine diphosphate. And if you lose two of them, then it becomes adenosine monophosphate. And eventually, these ADP and AMP will be replenished back to ATP. So when you exercise, basically you lose ATP and you produce more of ADP and AMP. And when you're recovering, basically you're replenishing these two molecules back to ATP.
Exactly. Very, very good description. And ATP is made in a very specialized place of the cell that a lot of you may have heard of called the mitochondria, which is known to be what's referred to as the powerhouse of the cell, because that's primarily where your ATP is made. So the mitochondria has very specialized function in making these ATP molecules. And as Carrie pointed out, what happens, you have ATP with these three phosphates. And when those phosphates of the ATP react with water, what happens is a phosphate gets released. And when it gets released, it liberates a huge amount of energy. And the cell uses that energy to power its processes, to metabolize food sources, to excrete waste, to activate protein synthesis. All of the things that are necessary for our body to work are pretty much run by ATP. When we eat food, our food is broken down into glucose, and glucose enters into a certain specific cycle in the cell that converts the ADP, the diphosphate, back into the ATP. It's like recharging the batteries. So that's why eating is so important in blood sugar and glucose regulation, because glucose is what powers the production of ATP. And then when our body needs energy, it breaks it down to liberate that energy to help our processes. And again, it's important to remember some of the key terms here, that this process happens in the mitochondria. The mitochondria and mitochondrial function can be affected by several different aspects of our health. We know that toxicity, so being exposed to excessive amounts of toxins, whether it be in our diet, whether it be in our environment, whether it be from smoking cigarettes or eating highly toxic food or foods with lots of saturated fats, things like that can inhibit our mitochondrial function and damage the mitochondria in our cells, which therefore lowers our ATP production and output. So people end up with fatigue or fatigue-like symptoms that can manifest anywhere in the body. Now, the beauty is that there are things you can do that increase mitochondria. So if you biopsy the muscle of a high-level athlete, and then you biopsy the muscle of an average random person, you're going to find that per each cell, the high-level athlete has a higher concentration of mitochondria in their cell versus the couch potato. And, you know, we used to believe, or there is some truth to the fact that we inherit a lot of our mitochondrial DNA specifically from our mother. Now, there are also other aspects to mitochondrial expression. We know that exercise, specifically intense exercise and high-level training, your body will upregulate the production of mitochondria in the cells. So now, all of a sudden, this is why when you start exercising, when people start exercising, they start to have more energy. It's not necessarily because they're losing weight, but there's a physiological process happening in their body that when they exercise, their body upregulates the production of these mitochondria, and these mitochondria therefore produce more ATP. So your body has more of the basic energy currency to spend all over the system, which equals more energy for your heart, more energy for your muscles, more energy for your brain. People feel better, they think clearer, they move easier. This is why exercise is so critical. There are a few other very important nutrients that can be considered when it comes to increasing mitochondrial production. Now, they work alone, but when they're combined with exercise, they work even better. And these are nutrients like resveratrol and alpha-lipoic acid specifically have been shown to increase mitochondrial production by increasing the activity of the genes that code for mitochondrial production. So if you're doing a good exercise regimen and you add resveratrol and you add alpha-lipoic acid, you can support your body's production of additional mitochondria, which helps you to have more energy. And if you're an athlete, training for something is going to help with your overall performance. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to be introducing basically the nutrient of discussion for this show. And this nutrient is so incredibly critical because it forms the backbone of ATP. And by supplementing with it, research has shown us that we can increase our body's production of ATP regardless of how much mitochondria you have. And where the rubber hits the road on this topic are issues related to fibromyalgia, issues related to chronic fatigue syndrome, issues related to cardiac function, issues related to muscle recovery and exercise. This nutrient has an amazing ability to help your body produce more energy. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm going to return right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT NCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here on here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we are uncovering the mysteries of energy production in your body and discussing some of the most important nutrients to support your cells' ability to produce energy. And that energy is made as ATP. And in the last segment, we discussed what ATP is and how it contributes to different processes in your body. In this segment, we're going to be talking about a specific nutrient that really can enhance the production of ATP in your cells. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind everybody that if you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, or if you're just tuning into this show and want to hear the first segment, you can always download our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. Village Green is the holistic pharmacy here in Bethesda that's been in business for over 40 years that sponsors this radio show as a way to spread awareness about health and wellness in the community. When you go to the website, on the right-hand side, there is a little button that says Radio Show, Essentials of Healthy Living. And if you click on it, it'll pull up all the archive shows. Now, the beauty of these archive shows is we've worked really hard to get them into podcastable format so that you can download them as podcasts so you can listen to them on any of your MP3 players, your iPods, whatever it is that you listen to music on or other podcasts. You can put it on there, listen to it on your headphones, in your car, wherever you go. I have a lot of patients that have given me feedback. Once they click in the archive shows section, they scroll through and all the shows are categorized by title. So if there's something you're particularly interested in, click on it, listen to the shows, download them as many as you would like. They're absolutely free, and listen to them at your leisure. And also, don't forget, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. She has over 35 years of experience in the health and wellness community. She is a leader and pioneer in nutritional approaches to ADD and autism and ADHD. She's authored several books on this topic and is really a fantastic and knowledgeable resource in all areas of health and wellness. So don't forget to tune in for her show next week. And I will, of course, be back the following week. Now, without further ado, I want to reintroduce my special guest, Dr. Carrie Daggostar, and she is a PhD researcher. She spent several years working in the pharmaceutical industry and has now been working in the nutraceutical industry with a very well-respected company called Gero Formulas. Now, Carrie, in the last segment, you helped us understand a little bit about ATP, and I've been alluding to this mystery nutrient that basically helps to increase ATP production in the cells. So why don't you introduce the nutrient and explain to us how it does this, why it does this, and we'll talk about some of the clinical research and where it really has shown some specific benefit.
Sure. So this magical molecule is called D-ribose. This is one of the classic nutrients that has been used in athletes and people who have been wanting to increase energy production for years. So why, what is ribose? So ribose is a 5-carbon sugar that is an integral part of the ATP structure, as well as DNA and RNA. So ribose is important in that bodies can make ribose from glucose. However, it takes a lot of time to do that. What happens is when you exercise, especially vigorous exercise, or if you have some kind of conditions where mitochondria is not working as efficiently as it should be, then what happens is you lose ATP. And when you lose ATP, you have to make ATP from scratch, either through de novo synthesis pathway or through a salvage pathway, which basically gathering all the broken down components and remake ATP. And again, to make ribose from glucose, the body uses a lot of energy and it takes a lot of time. And basically supplementing ribose through oral supplementation can bypass that time-consuming process and basically boost up the production of ATP.
Now, do we get any ribose from any dietary sources?
No. Ribose, no, I don't think so. You have to convert it from glucose.
Okay.
So you cannot directly get ribose from diet.
Okay. So it's a naturally occurring sugar-like compound, but it's not something that we're consuming in our diet. So there's not foods that you can increase the consumption of to increase your ribose. Basically, what your body relies upon is converting the glucose into ribose by what you describe as a very energy-costly cycle, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so the shortcut here, or a way to support your body's ATP production, is to actually take ribose. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So ribose supplementation has been around for a while. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the different clinical applications that have been studied for the use of ribose?
Yes, there are a couple of different conditions that have been studied. So any conditions that relate to ribose supplementation, basically these people have some kind of dysfunction of mitochondria or energy production. And what happens is when you have low ATP production due to these dysfunction of mitochondria or energy production pathways, people experience muscle fatigue, pain, stiffness, low exercise tolerance, as well as compromised cardiovascular functions. And if the conditions are severe, it can lead to congestive heart failure, ischemic heart disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, and or fibromyalgia. So the clinical studies, there are a couple of them, particularly I think it has a long history of studies on heart disease, especially congestive heart failure. And in these studies, patients have been, they received the ribose supplementation up to 3 weeks to a month. And in these patients, basically supplementation could significantly improve diastolic functional parameters and overall quality of life. And in terms of fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, again, up to 5 grams, 3 times a day, again, up to 3 weeks to 28 days or a month of supplementation could incredibly increase energy level, sleep, mental clarity, pain intensity, and again, quality of life. And the effects have been pretty incredible in that more than 50%, almost like 60-70% of people who took supplementation could feel the beneficial effects of our supplementation. So yeah, the studies are pretty amazing.
Yeah, so let's go back for a second and talk about the congestive heart failure issue, because you know, the ribose has a specific affinity to benefit the heart, because as I mentioned previously, the heart is the hardest working muscle of your body. It is always working. It never has a break, and it's constantly contracting over and over and over again every single day. So when congestive heart failure is a condition where the heart muscle is not, it's becoming weak, basically. The contractility of the heart is not doing well for different reasons. The heart is not able to contract as it should. And what you can see sometimes is actually an increase in size of the heart, and it struggles. You get what's called a reduced ejection fraction, meaning that the ability of the heart to pump the blood around the body is starting to fail. There are some medical interventions for this that can improve the ability of the contractility of the heart from a pharmaceutical perspective, but approaching it from a nutrient perspective makes so much sense. And there is very good research on using natural nutrients to improve the contractility of the heart by doing exactly what we've been talking about. Increasing ATP production. You have to understand, if I haven't impressed this upon you guys enough, that every single contraction of a muscle is dependent on ATP. And your muscle, your heart muscle, is using huge volumes of ATP. Now, if you still are not quite sure how important ATP is in your body makes and synthesizes roughly 120 to 140 pounds of ATP every day. It is making huge amounts of ATP every single day because every cell needs it. So when you're dealing with a condition like congestive heart failure, here you have a specific muscle in the body that's incredibly hardworking, and that muscle function is incredibly compromised in congestive heart failure. Supplementing with high doses of the ribose supports the mitochondria to be able to produce more ATP and therefore improve the contractility of the heart. And what you see, as you said in a more scientific term, it increased diastolic output. Basically, it increases the ability of the heart to pump blood. And that is the most important thing for congestive heart failure issues. The other really important nutrient that's been studied in congestive heart failure is coenzyme Q10. Now, coenzyme Q10 also improves ATP production in the mitochondria, but by a different mechanism. CoQ10 supports the electron transport chain, which is a way that your body produces ATP. Ribose is the building block for ATP. CoQ10 sort of powers the process that makes ATP. So the two of them together have the specific ability to support all of the fundamental processes in the body that produce this incredibly important energy molecule. And the heart is so, so dependent on ATP. Now, if you have a normal functioning heart, there's not a lot of evidence showing that taking extra ribose is going to make your heart work even better. If you have a normal functioning heart, the only way we really know to make it better is to exercise, because the more you work out that muscle, the stronger it's going to get. But if your heart function is compromised, like in a condition like congestive heart failure, ribose and CoQ10 can be very useful in improving the cardiac function. And in a condition where the pharmaceutical interventions are helpful, but still leave a lot to be desired, these can make a huge difference. And I've seen this over and over with people again. They've been taken as far as they can with pharmaceutical interventions for their congestive heart failure. And adding the nutrient piece gives them a whole nother level of quality of life and improvement in their cardiac function. When we come back from the break, I really want to detail some of the other more specific indications for ribose that we've briefly mentioned. The fibromyalgia chronic fatigue issue is so huge with D-ribose. The studies and the research is very convincing, and probably more so than a lot of other areas when it comes to D-ribose. The results are really quite dramatic when it comes to using this nutrient. So when we come back, I want to review the specific dosing and explain why ribose plays such an important role in helping with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com. GardenOfLife.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's Vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. We're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local pharmacy located here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been serving the health and wellness needs of this community for over 40 years. Today, we've been talking about D-ribose and ATP, and we've explained how ATP is a really important energy source for all the cells in our body. And we've also been talking more specifically about how the supplement D-ribose powder, or D-ribose, can aid in the production of ATP in the body. And the reason why is because ribose serves as one of the backbone building blocks for ATP. Now, as my special guest, Carrie, explained in the last segment, we don't consume ribose in the diet. Our body needs to convert glucose into ribose at the cell in order to make more ATP. Now, the process of converting glucose to ribose can be an expensive process for the body. And what we find is that as muscles become fatigued or tired or worn down, or in people who may have muscle dysfunction or mitochondrial dysfunction, which is one of the proposed mechanisms why some people suffer from fibromyalgia, they need to do this process of glucose to ribose production more frequently, or have trouble doing the conversion of glucose to ribose effectively. So supplementing ribose as a supplement can improve the body's available building blocks needed to make more ATP. So the science is pretty simple, and I hope by explaining it to you guys in this way, you understand why you're taking it and how ribose might be working. In the last segment, we finished up talking about some of the research behind ribose and congestive heart failure. And the connection is pretty clear. I'm not going to go in detail again, but you know, it boils down to the fact that the heart is a really hard-working muscle in the body, needs a lot of energy, and ribose provides the building blocks to the cells to make that energy. Another nutrient that I talked about was CoQ10, which also has some good research when it comes to congestive heart failure. Now, some of the most impressive research around ribose is related to fibromyalgia and also to some degree chronic fatigue. Now, this is important because these types of syndromes are not the best. There aren't great answers for these kind of syndromes in the current medical model. I personally just met with a top pain specialist in the area a few days ago who invited me into his office to talk about some natural options because he was at a seminar and was doing some trainings with some other naturopathic physicians and was very impressed by their education and what they were doing. So he found me in the area and and met with me to talk about some issues related to some of his patients. And as a pain management physician, he says the majority of the cases that he sees, or a huge percentage of the cases that he sees, are related to this condition called fibromyalgia. And there are treatments available for it, but the treatments available often require the prescription of specific kinds of antidepressants, specific kinds of basically pain management drugs that work by affecting the nerves. And although the outcomes with these can be good, sometimes the side effect profiles are not so great. So while I was in his office, there was a drug rep there discussing one of the new antidepressants that's coming out. And the drug rep was so excited because this new antidepressant had a lower side effect profile. And one of the side effect profiles that was specifically diminished with this antidepressant was sexual dysfunction. And he had mentioned how so many of his patients come in wanting to get off of or looking for options of their antidepressants because of the side effect of sexual dysfunction. And again, this relates back to fibromyalgia because one of the best known treatments for it is a drug, the drug class of SNRIs. These are Effexor, Cymbalta, Prestique. These are called serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, and they can be quite effective at dealing with fibromyalgia, but again, come with certain side effect profiles. Sometimes they're not tolerated well. They can cause a lot of nausea, sexual dysfunction. They can be very difficult to wean people off of. So as you can imagine, there's many people who want other options. Now, this is where ribose comes into play. Dr. Carey, can you please talk about a little bit more specific some of the details behind the research that has been involved with ribose and fibromyalgia?
Sure. So fibromyalgia is, like you said, it's been a devastating disease for many Americans, including I read somewhere that 3 to 6 million Americans are suffering from fibromyalgia, and a lot of times they don't know that specific mechanism or the cause. And again, a lot of people, I think the diagnosis has been increasing over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and that's due to awareness. I mean, for many, many years, so many doctors would not even acknowledge that fibromyalgia was a real condition, right? I mean, you go back 10, exactly. 15 years, it wasn't even considered that it was something that that existed. And it was called like a garbage can diagnosis. So basically, people would be complaining of pain and discomfort and my back hurts, and my neck hurts, and I'm fatigued. And they would go to the doctor and they would work them up for, you know, rheumatoid diseases, thyroid problems, depression, Lyme disease, sleep issues. Everything would come back negative and they'd say, oh, you must have fibromyalgia. And that still goes on today. But again, there's, as you mentioned, there's not a lot of knowledge about what causes this condition.
Right, exactly. But only thing that researchers have found is that these patients have a very similar conditions or the consistent conditions regarding energy production. So they found that all of these people have a deficiency in ATP production. So, you know, knowing that people have been taking different drugs or the supplements, and again, ribose is one of the supplements that have been shown to work well or improve the conditions in patients suffering from fibromyalgia. And so we learned that in the previous sections that ribose increases ATP production by providing the building blocks of ATP. Also, ribose is a great component of DNA, RNA, FADH, coenzyme A, and NADH. And all these components are critical for not only the cell function, but also all these aspects of energy production, particularly mitochondrial function. So not only, you know, increasing ATP production, but also providing coenzymes or cofactors of mitochondria, and overall increases ATP production.
Right, and that's a great thing to point out, Dr. Carey, because, you know, we've been talking about its role in ATP production, but as you just mentioned, ribose is a major building block for our DNA and RNA, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and it's also a building block for these other nutrients like NADH you talked about. NADH is another compound in the body similar to ATP. It's a way that your body uses these chemical structures to store and release energy for the different physiological and chemical processes that occur in the body. So ribose has this multi-reaching potential to impact the health of our cells in various ways: ATP production, RNA and DNA health, NADH production, coenzyme A production. All of these things are related to energy, cell replication, and cell regulation. So again, far-reaching implications for ribose.
That's correct. So there have been many studies, and there's actually a big multi-center study has done in 2006 looking at patients who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome as well as fibromyalgia. And these patients took 5 grams 3 times a day of D-ribose up to 28 days. And again, in these patients, they reported different categories of improvements, including energy production, sleep, mental clarity, pain intensity, and overall quality of life. And this is very important because energy production is one thing, but another symptoms that all these patients have is a hypothalamic dysfunction characterized by, you know, disordered sleep, hormonal imbalances, and physiological dysfunction. So all these aspects have been improved in these patients. And again, that kind of tells you how important these ribose molecules are. And one thing that I wanted to mention about is that in the heart, obviously heart works hard and uses up ATP, but another thing that decreases, or that I should say hard to replenish ATP, is that heart uses glucose so much for energy production, and we talked about glucose is also critical for making ribose, but these glucose will be used up for energy in that they're not used for ribose production as much as other parts of the body. So again, for cardiac muscles, supplementing D-ribose is critical in that sense as well.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. So I just want to reiterate and highlight some of the things that Dr. Carey just pointed out. One is that the dose, the specific dose. So what they used was 5 grams 3 times a day. That's 5,000 milligrams. Now, most ribose supplements that you come across are going to be in a powdered form. Is that correct, Dr. Carey? Is Jarrow's in a powdered form?
Yeah, Jarrow's supplies powder form and chewables.
Oh, and chewables. Okay. I mean, the powder form is nice because to get 5,000 milligrams of something, you know, if you were going to put that in capsules, you'd have to take a lot of capsules. So to do it in a powder or in a chewable tablet, you can get those higher doses of ribose, and you can try using that specific dose that was done in the study. So if you're out there and you're dealing with some chronic fatigue issues, you're dealing with a potential fibromyalgia diagnosis, you know, this process usually works, and it usually works very well. And, you know, start with the dose that has been studied. Start with 5 grams 3 times a day. Okay, now for many, many people, after 3 or 4 weeks, you can drop the dose down to 5 grams twice a day and still maintain the benefits. Now, not everybody can do that, but some people can, okay? So that's definitely something worth considering. Now, as far as side effects are concerned, there does not seem to be a high side effect profile for D-ribose. Is that correct, Dr. Carey?
That's correct.
So what do you know about potential? I mean, if somebody was asking you, you know, you're at a party, this happens to me all the time, you're at a social gathering, somebody finds out that you're a lead researcher in D-ribose and that's good for fibromyalgia, and they have that and they corner you and they say, how much should I take? Does it work? And after you tell them all the great convincing studies, they ask, well, what kind of side effects does it have? What are you going to tell them?
Well, I haven't found any side effects reported. A lot of studies actually, especially in the heart condition studies, people are taking up to 60 or more grams a day, and they have no reported case of adverse events at all. Ribose is a sugar molecule, so people also worried about, you know, blood sugar control and things like that. But again, I have never seen any reports, people who have like diabetes mm-hmm. or anything like that having any problems, probably due to the fact that ribose is a structural sugar and not like a sugar that, you know, glucose or anything that we eat
right.
as food.
And that's a great point.
So,
Because we are calling it a sugar. And I think it's important for people who have diabetes to not get scared of the fact taking ribose isn't going to raise your blood sugar, okay? In fact, oftentimes taking ribose can cause a transient drop in blood sugar because it stimulates energy production and metabolism. So one way to prevent that is to take it with food. So it's not going to raise blood sugars. It is either going to not affect them because, as Dr. Carey pointed out, it's a structural sugar, not a blood sugar like glucose, and doesn't break down into glucose. But it may actually cause a transient slight drop, which is sometimes theoretical, but can happen. But if you take it with food, that totally alleviates that. Now, the other only other reported potential, and I don't even want to call it toxicity related to ribose, but might be side effect, is feeling over-energized or a little bit hyper. And that's just because some people may be more sensitive to the increased ATP production, and it may cause a little bit of over-energized feeling. Now, most people would be thrilled with that kind of thing, but if that happens and it's not making somebody feel well, all you have to do is reduce the dose a bit. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be wrapping up the conversation on D-ribose. Again, such an incredible nutrient. I can tell you clinically over and over and over again, people who come in and complain to me with fibromyalgia-related issues, 5,000 milligrams of D-ribose 3 times a day, and about 80 to 85% of people, just like the research suggests in that big multi-center clinical trial Dr. Carey referenced, will have significant improvements with just that intervention alone. Really, really amazing stuff. So don't go anywhere. When we come back from the break, we're going to finish up the topic on D-ribose.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Don't forget, we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, a local health and wellness pharmacy, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They do a great job, have a full regular pharmacy. They take all the major insurances and will fill all of your prescriptions. They have a wonderful compounding pharmacy, which can make custom vitamin and prescription formulas for you, including bioidentical hormones. And they have over 10,000 different health and wellness products available for you. Everything from skincare to suntan lotion to body washes to D-ribose powder, which we've been talking about today, and every other vitamin or supplement need. Wonderful staff, clinical nutritionists. I'm the naturopathic doctor on staff. We have an herbalist on staff. We have a really wealth of information, so always stop on in if you have any health and wellness related questions. So today we've been talking about D-ribose, and in the last segment we wrapped up discussing its role with fibromyalgia, which is sort of this mystery condition. And as we alluded to, fibromyalgia is made up of many different aspects of health dysfunction. Usually there's issues related to thyroid dysfunction, adrenal dysfunction, as Dr. Carey pointed out, hypothalamic dysfunction, hormone dysfunction. And it's amazing that something like D-ribose can create such a significant impact. And that has to be related to the fact that not only does it support the ATP production, but it also supports the production of these other important nutrients for the cell, like RNA and DNA and coenzyme A and NADH, which is another molecule in the cell that stores and releases energy for biological processes. So again, the dose is 5,000 milligrams or 5 grams three times a day. We talked about it as a powder. Now, Dr. Carey, Jarrow, the company that you work for, also has it in a chewable tablet. How many milligrams is each chewable tablet? How does that work with the dosing?
It comes in 1 gram dosage, so you can take, you know, up to 5 chewables a day, which, you know, becomes 5 grams or 5,000 milligrams. And one great thing about chewables is that, you know, when you're exercising or when you're doing something, you can just chew on it. You know, powder is great for mixing with your, you know, protein powders or any drinks. One good thing about ribose is it easily, it is soluble in water. So, you know, any drinks that you like, you can mix it. If it's hard for you to take it, you know, as a powder as it is or chewable as it is, then you can, you know, dissolve it and drink it.
Yeah, the chewables, of course, would always be a nice option for travel as well, not having to carry around powders and things like that when you're on the go, like exercising. So let's talk about exercise, because there's a little bit of controversy around the effects of D-ribose on exercise performance. As we talked about sort of on the break while you folks were listening to commercials, the research shows that ribose increases the ATP production in the muscles after exercise, but it's been hard to necessarily equate that in research studies to increased performance. So Dr. Carey, maybe you can sort of elaborate on this and theorize why maybe we're not seeing the results in the research that we would expect, given that ribose clearly seems to elevate the ATP levels.
Sure. So there are multiple studies. Again, ribose has such a long history of clinical, preclinical studies. And what they're finding out is that oral supplementation can increase the concentration of ATP, particularly in skeletal muscles and cardiac muscles. But like you said, performance-wise, it has been inconsistent. Some people see the effects, some people don't. And probably it's due to the design of the study. A lot of studies are short-term. You know, they even either take it before or after the exercise and then look at the performance in athletes or non-athletes. And people are thinking that if you take longer period of time, for example, weeks or months, effect can be seen in these subjects. But again, there aren't many studies done to look at the long-term effects of oral supplementation. So that's probably one of the possibilities that we're not seeing the effects in these studies.
Well, I mean, it certainly logically makes sense that the muscle, skeletal muscle, primarily uses ATP to carry out its function, and ribose is increasing ATP production. So you now have more energy available for the muscle cells to utilize. So it would make sense that it would increase performance. Hopefully over the next few years, we'll get some better research put together that can really clinically validate the use of ribose for exercise performance, because it certainly seems like it has a lot of potential in that arena. So just before we sort of finish up the show today, just while I have you on the phone, Dr. Carey, because you're such a great wealth of information, I mentioned this nutrient earlier in the show, CoQ10, and its importance in helping with ATP production. And I was just wondering, in the last 4 or 5 minutes, you could kind of elaborate a little bit on CoQ10 and how that relates to ATP production and works synergistically with D-ribose. Or, you know, there's a lot of people take CoQ10 or have heard good things about it. And I would love for you to just use your expertise to explain it to us a little bit as well.
Of course. So CoQ10 is another coenzyme found in mitochondria, and we've been talking about mitochondria and, you know, saying that mitochondria is a powerhouse in our body. 95% of human body's energy is generated through mitochondrial electron transport chain, and CoQ10 is basically a part of that chain. So by supplementing CoQ10, basically you can increase the efficiency of mitochondria. And if you have, you know, fatigueness or any conditions that we talked about today, CoQ10 supplementation can significantly benefit in these people. The one thing is, though, there are two different kinds of CoQ10 supplements out there. One is called ubiquinone form, and the other one is ubiquinol form. So a lot of companies supply both forms of CoQ10. Just to clarify, what are the differences? So ubiquinone is basically the general CoQ10. Ubiquinol is the reduced form of ubiquinone. So how do you decide which one to take? Young people who are active, basically very healthy, CoQ10 or ubiquinone form should be sufficient because the body can convert ubiquinone to ubiquinol, which is the active form of CoQ10. But if you are getting older, you know, about 35, feeling tired, feeling not, you know, as long as you used to be, used to feel, then ubiquinol might be the case, because as you age, the enzyme that converts ubiquinone to ubiquinol, the amount decreases. So by supplementing ubiquinol form, you're basically supplementing almost, you know, ready-to-go form of CoQ10, and that can significantly increase the mitochondrial function, as we talked about. So, yeah, but the benefits have been, again, preclinically, clinically well-established. So this is, again, another great product, and you can take it with ribose because the pathways are different. So you can create the synergy in terms of supplementation.
Right. So basically, D-ribose provides the backbone that makes ATP, but CoQ10 is what actually binds the phosphates together to produce the ATP. Is that correct?
Absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah, I got it right. I know my biochemistry. I kind of guessed on that one. But so D-ribose, supplementing with D-ribose, provides the backbone of ATP, and CoQ10 runs the electron transport chain that takes that backbone and binds the phosphates to it, which then is what creates the energy bond that, once broken, liberates the energy. So they work by different mechanisms synergistically together to improve ATP production. And thank you so much, Dr. Carey, for that explanation between ubiquinone and ubiquinol. I think that is a very good way to explain it. A lot of people are confused about which form to take. Why would I take this one versus that one? Ubiquinol is better. No, you'll be fine with ubiquinone. So it sounds like if you're young, if you're healthy, if you don't have any major deficits, and you want to use CoQ10, use the ubiquinone form. If you're older or dealing with some other more challenging health conditions, you might want to use the ubiquinol because it's already been converted into the form of CoQ10 that can be actively used by the body. So that was a great explanation. Dr. Carey, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate you being on, and really appreciate all the great work that Jaro does as a company with their research and product development.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. All right, everybody. So that kind of pretty much wraps up the show today. I want to close in comments by saying these are great nutrient strategies for increasing ATP, but don't forget that the best way to increase ATP production is to get off your butt and exercise. Because the more you exercise, the more mitochondria your body makes, and the more mitochondria your body makes, the more ATP your body has. You can use D-ribose to support that process and use CoQ10 to support that process. Or if you have something like fibromyalgia and you're in a lot of pain that's preventing you from exercising, using ribose to get you out of that pain so you can start moving is really where the rubber hits the road. So although some answers to some things lie in a bottle, the best answers to most health-related issues lie in lifestyle. What are you doing with your exercise regimens? What are you doing with your diet and nutrition? When you put all of those pieces together, that's when people's health really begins to thrive. So thank you everybody for listening. I just can't wait to talk to you all in a couple weeks. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, wishing you the best of health. Bye-bye, everyone.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.